Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba. Don't forget it's holiday season. And if you don't know what to get for a gift or a stocking stuffer, well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has all the tools to guarantee you that you win this year's stocking stuffer and or white elephant competition. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they've served over 4 million men worldwide. That's like 8 million balls, if my math is correct. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the promo code Bubba. You know, Manscaped's best-selling product should be at the top of every man's wish list for this Christmas, and that's the Performance Package 4.0. Inside of that bad boy performance package, you're going to get the Lawnmower Body Trimmer. As a matter of fact, I shaved my chest and arms and my pubes today with it. It's the best trimmer on the market for your balls, your butt, your body, and the weed whacker for your ears and your nose. You got to keep up on that or you're going to look old, buddy. And let's not forget their famous liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to maximize your ball hygiene routine. Keeping your balls fresh, fellas, is important. You never know when you're going to get some, I don't know, spur-of-the-moment action on those bad boys. Whether this is for your partner, your dad, your brother, your friend, get them something that they're actually going to use, and you might get a laugh or two out of it as well. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with promo code Bubba. Be the ballsiest gift giver this year with Manscaped.
Is that Jim Brewer?
I think so.
You want me to get it? Or?
This is Jim Brewer, whose parents used to live in Palm Harbor.
This is.
Who stood me up, but I still love you, buddy.
You're live, by the way.
You know what?
You're live, too.
How are you doing? First of all, I need... Anna was on it, and this is... I don't know if this is age or me just not caring about life in general. And I don't check emails, but Anna was like, yeah, we're going to do this date. I said, I haven't talked to Bubba forever. This is going to be amazing. And then she even said, hey, we're still good. And like next week, yeah, we're good. And then, dude.
Then you just got high and took pills and did like we do. And then you forget about stuff. I mean, Ambien will really wipe out your hard drive, buddy. I'll tell you that right now.
How is Lover Man? What are you doing? How are you? I haven't talked to you in years.
I know. Now, where are you? Are you back in Jersey still? Where are you at?
No. You know I moved to Florida.
He lives in Naples.
I didn't know that.
Yes. I live in Naples, Florida right now.
Well, that makes sense in the fact that, especially what you stand for, which is the same thing that I stand for, is that New York was the worst place to be with regards to COVID, and Florida is kind of the cool place to be.
It is the great. I've been to Texas. I've been to a lot of states, and what I get to see is the heavy propaganda in every single state, and it's fascinating, man. I mean, in a couple of days, I left Florida, and, you know, here it's just, yeah, you know, you want to wear a mask, wear your mask. You want to be scared to death, be scared to death. You want to believe it, okay. Then you go to Texas, and they're like that, too.
Then you get in some liberal, like, Austin pockets, and they're, like, really uptight on the deal.
Yes. They're wearing their, you're correct. And then I went to Syracuse. And people are on high alert, the stress. People are walking everywhere with masks on. And I walked into this place that I was playing. And I said, you seem stressed tonight. He goes, oh, man, I'm going to lose half my staff because the governor is making everyone wear masks come Monday. I went, don't you see how goofy that? So you're telling me she cares so much about the health of all her civilians in the state of New York She cares so much and wants to take this so seriously that she wants you to enjoy your Friday. Go get drunk. Go get high. Go have gatherings. Go have barbecues. Enjoy your Saturday. Go get high, drunk, group, see concerts. Enjoy your suck. But Monday, we're getting serious, and we're going to put on masks.
Right.
That's how stupid New York. That's how stupid New York is.
Well, I, you know what?
I said it. They're dumb as hell up there. I said it, not you, Jim. I did.
Well, I think Jim said it too.
Jim fluffed it up a little bit better than I did, but I'm just saying, New Yorkers are uptight and stupid. If you're going to sit here and deal with this nonsense, like it's just like, how much longer can they boogeyman this thing out? We're like, we've become they've mind screwed us to the point where we're supposed to be afraid of this boogeyman. Is it going to be forever, you think?
Of course it is. Of course it. This is the new Weather Channel. Do you remember when the Weather Channel came out? And they were tracking. There's a storm front 800 miles off the Bahama coast, and if it hits the Carolinas, it's mitten. This is every single. And the climate change. And this is one after the. And then they're doing the same thing with cold and flus. And cold and flu goes under the word COVID. It's mastermind. If you just say COVID now, the brainwashing has convinced you it means death, ventilator.
You could very well, and you could be very well just talking about the flu. You could just be talking about the flu like we used to 5-6 years ago. Hey, Jim, you get the flu? Yeah, I got the flu, whatever. I got through it.
Yeah.
But now you put the word COVID on there, and it's a boogeyman, and they can make money, and they can make money on it. They can shake you down, and they can track you, and they can take your rights away, and they don't ever give them back, ever.
No, it's over. This is the great world domination purge that the demonic monsters in control of it are going for it.
Mm-hmm. Someone's been listening to Alex Jones.
What's going to happen to us, Jim Brewer, like regular dudes that want to, go out and get high and live our lives? What happens to us? Do they get us eventually?
I don't know, to be dead honest with you. Maybe they've already decided certain areas we just can't do it. I don't know. Time will tell. The real time will tell is how do states like New York, how do states like New Jersey, Michigan,
California,
and California, how did they finally go, hey man, game's over. We're not playing this anymore. And you know what? We don't need government telling us what to do and how to live and all that. You guys are not for us. We were fine till you showed up. We were just fine till you show.
And then the media supersells it, and the media now the news. I mean, they could run Moderna commercials in between the news and be like, hey, get Moderna, it's the vaccination and blah, 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 and it's got this much effectiveness and this. Or they can just write CBS a big-ass check, and CBS makes the news about COVID on the propaganda side of deals. So you really think you're watching the news, but it's just a big propaganda deal for the vaccine.
Just big advertisement.
Politicians hide themselves away. They only started the war. Why should they go out to fight? They leave the road to the poor, and the media sells it. Thank you, Ozzy Osbourne, War Pigs, the true historian.
It's kind of bad when Ozzy 20 years ago had it figured out.
Destroy him, make him look demonic quickly.
Have you ever met Ozzy before?
I did.
I only met Sharon one time on America's Got Talent when they came to Tampa. We were, friends. Yeah. We worked for Howard at the time, so we got backstage and stuff and was hanging out. And Ronnie introduced me to Sharon, and she was, I can't say enough good things about her. She was so nice and just so approachable and super cool. So that's my only experience with.
So here's my experience. This is a long time ago. So Metallica asked me to do the MTV Icon, okay? So I'm like, oh, wow, okay. No, yeah, the MTV's going to call you. I said, okay. So MTV calls and said, hey, we know that Metallica wants you to do this, and we got to fly you out. They then say, you know, all the flights are booked coming to L.A. Would you be cool with flying a jet? I've never flown a jet in my life. I'm living upstairs. I'm paying $700 rent.
You're going to be on a private jet.
Yeah. You know, we have an elderly couple living downstairs that own the house. Like, your TV is too loud. Like, we're going on a jet.
Yeah, with a limo.
Right. So I get there, and the guy's like, yeah, we got to wait for the other passenger. I said, who is there someone, who else? He goes, yeah, it's Ozzy. This is his jet. I'm like, why? So now I'm freaking out. Like, oh my God, look at my wife. Ozzy. And he shows up, the limo pulls up to the jet, and I'm staring out the window, and I'm trying to be cool. And he gets on, it's him and his daughter, Kelly, and they get on the jet. And I didn't want to, I want to say hello, but he's not, he sits in the very front, doesn't even want to acknowledge the back. Very cool. I sit by the toilet because I know eventually he's got to piss and walk by me, and that's what I'll make my move.
I thought maybe you'd start breaking into your Brian Johnson, you know, Hell's Bells deal or something.
So now he gets up, right, and we're halfway through the flight, and he's heading toward the toilet. And I stand up like a dummy, and I go, Mr. Osborne, I just want to say, like, I learned so much about war because my father is in World War II. like the song War Pigs, and as I'm talking, he's just looking at me going, I just have to piss. I really don't need to hear about your father. So, but when all I remember is going, thank you so much for everything, blah, blah, blah. And he just looked at me and he went, I didn't understand a word he said. He went to piss. He finished pissing. But the coolest part for me at the time, this is like 2003-ish, 2002. Kelly Osborne comes in a back row of pajamas, sits with my wife and I. And she goes, do you watch the TV show? I said, I do. I'm not going to lie to you. I love the Osbournes. And she goes, did you see the episode when Jack, my mom, was yelling at Jack and very angry with him for a DVD he wanted to watch? I went, yes, I do remember that episode, and drives me nuts because I want to know what that movie was. She goes, it was yours. It was Half-Baked. It was you and Dave Chappelle. I went, what? She said, yes, he wanted that DVD out of the house. Absolutely not, but Jack, that's what Jack was watching on the episode.
But, isn't that super cool? That might be one of the reasons why they gave you permission to maybe fly on there, because that was the Half-Baked guy.
Maybe. I don't know. So that was my experience with Ozzy. And then the other time I saw him was I did the Metallica 30-year anniversary, and they had everyone that was ever affiliated with Metallica come and do shows for a whole week. And Ozzy came, and they did three Black Sabbath songs, but it was like the president showing up. He just flew in. They walk him on the stage. He crushes it. And then they walk him off the stage, and he heads back to the airport on his jet, and he's out of there.
Out of all the impressions you do, by the way, Jim Brewer on the phone, he'll be in Tampa tonight, right? I think
Tampa tonight.
Tampa tonight.
And then I believe it's West Palm Beach.
Side Splitters tonight. And by the way, you know, Side Splitters is a cool room. It's a cool room.
I love it. I have a Patreon page, and I'm actually going to stream it live tonight because it was so explosive the last time I was there. When I was supposed to come in, and the last time I was there, it was so explosive. So the opportunity I have is, instead of running around touring, I'm tired, man. I love doing weeknights in Sarasota and weeknights in Tampa. So I know there's people like, hey, man, you know, your stuff sold out quick, thank God. But I am going to be coming back almost once a month. So just keep an eye out.
That's if they want to see you live, but they can always go to the Patreon deal. That's one of the reasons why you're doing these one-offs, is because it's great for the Patreon stuff.
It really is. They get to watch it live, and then I keep it up for a week or two. So if you're working at the time, it's all cool. But yeah, that side splitter. Someone, and I've done the improv. You know,
out of all the cities that you like, what's your top five cities? Because some people are, you know, some cities don't appreciate comedy, or maybe aren't as smart to understand. You know, like some cities probably suck. Like you're like, I'm not going to, you know, Waco, Texas, or Grand Rapids kicks ass, or, you know, like Green Bay, man, the chicks are unbelievable. You just do Brett Favre jokes all night long. Give me the little hints on the cities. Like if I was to yell out, how about I yell out a city and then just right off the top of your head, you give me your first impression.
Okay.
Dallas.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I love it.
Atlanta.
Crushed.
Crushed in Atlanta.
Crush.
L.A.
Ugh.
Seattle.
They give me a lot of love there. I do very well there.
Vegas.
I do really good there, too.
what about all the, like, one of the things I love, and when you were going to come in, but you stood me up, but I still love you, is I have a stage here, and I was going to beg you, I was going to kind of put you in an uncomfortable situation to see if you could maybe do, like, a Brian Johnson kind of strut. I had some royalty-free AC/DC songs racked up ready to go, and I was going to have, I mean, you know, because you're AC/DC. I know you don't like to do it. But, God, I mean, that's some of the most popular stuff that you do.
Well, no, it's not that I don't like doing it. It's like you live in a house, and everyone loves that house, or you do this painting, and everyone loves it. But now you're like 15 years later, 20 years, you're so somewhere else, and they're like, hey, man, remember when we used to eat ring-dings? Let's eat ring-dings again. Like, I know, but you were so good at it.
All the little idiosyncrasies and how you get the body going, just like Brian Johnson.
Oh my God! Ooh, mama! I'm glad. See, now I'm glad I didn't come in because I would. AC/DC, Jim Brewer doing AC/DC anytime before 3 p.m. does not come out sounding good.
And you know, I've had Brian in here several times because he's from Sarasota and he's good friends with Jesse. Yes, me son. Let me tell you something, me son.
Yeah, me son.
But you wonder, like, where does this guttural sound come from? Like, because I got to think how exhausted he is after a concert. Because, I mean, it comes within.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. So, a couple of years ago, you know, Jim Brewer is, I'm going to make a rock record, okay? It's my dream that I have to let go. So I do a rock record, and Brian comes on to see. He's like, yeah, I'll come and do a song with you, my son. And it was written in a funny manner. Everything I write, I do visually. So he goes, you know, where are you recording? I said, Clearwater. There's this little place in Clearwater. So I said, I'll send a car. Now, we set up microphone, like five microphones in case one goes down. We got another one just in case for Brian. Mm-hmm. We have sushi. We have whatever he could, ginger, lemons. We got a lemon tree, whatever this guy, bee nest with honey, whatever he needs.
Hand rolled cigarettes, the whole nine yards.
Yes, the whole nine yards. He shows up. And he walks in the room. Now, you know, with your studio, you have the room that you're in.
Right.
And then you have the room where your producers and the people running all the buttons are.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
He comes in, and he's like, you know, he's talking. He's telling a great story about the band and this and that. And we go, so are you ready to go? He's like, yeah, let's go, my son.
I said, well, just like
whenever you want to go in the studio, do it. And he goes, oh, hell, my son, I don't go in the studio to record. I like holding a handheld mic and doing it right here in front of the boys. Yeah. Oh, what? Like, are you being serious? Like, yeah, my son, I do it right here in front of you. So I like it. So we're playing. We said, okay, let's get a microphone. So we bring a microphone into the boardroom, or whatever you call that room, and we're standing there, and he starts singing the song, right? Never can get it! I'm not there yet, you know? I'm not there yet. Hold on, let me roll one. And I'll be right back. He goes out, he rolls a cigarette, he smokes a cigarette. Comes back in, he's like, okay, Miss Yo! I think I'm ready. Yo! I think I'm ready. And he starts singing the song. So he records, I'm watching him. He records his songs performing them. So he's not standing in a little glass container and standing still. He's sitting there moving in the room, like just walking around you going, you when I was a little boy, yeah. It wasn't enough enthusiasm. Let's do it again. So old and kind of Saturday night. Mama. Oh, I like that take. And I'm going, oh, my God, this is the – how many musicians do this? How many musicians stand with a held Mike just walking around singing like he's in concert. And he's like, you know what? You got to learn to sing it like you're going to, because eventually you're going to do it live, my son. So you're standing there in a little box like a little tin man. I can't do it like you can't. He's the greatest rock voice in history.
Oh, it is. But you do them so well. I don't even know if you know how well you do them, Jim. I don't even know if you.
I know.
I mean, I've had a lot of times with Brian, and he sounds just like that. Just like that.
Hands down, the sweetest, most kindest, most giving, and the funniest human being I've ever been.
You're right. I mean, like, this is Brian. One time I had an opportunity, my buddy knew him, Doug Kay, from like this bass record company, and he was really good friends with Brian. Until I first got to meet him, he's like, meet me in Sarasota and we'll drive over to Brian's house. And I'm like, you know, this is like Brian Johnson. He's like, yeah, we'll just go out to his house. Yeah, him and his wife Brenda, they're expecting us.
Yeah,
have like a little lunch deal. We go in there. I'm just some stupid radio guy. Like, I'm nothing to, I mean, in the overall scheme of Brian Johnson things, I mean, you know, I'm like a roadie in life compared to him. I get there, and he's like, you know, hey, my son, we got beers, and we got sandwiches, and we can go on the boat. And what, like the nicest guy. I'm with a guy who sold 200 million records in his life. I don't know how much money he's got. And he's just the nicest guy in the world ever.
Yes, and I heard stories where, you know, where regular people go over there and work on the house. And then the next thing you know, they're all hanging out for the day.
Yeah, and his little pub. He's got this little pub. You got to come drink in the pub, my son. it could be literally the guy that's blowing the leaves off the driveway. But like, you got to come in here and get some air this, my son.
Don't worry about driving home, my son. I'll put you on the helicopter. We'll get you home. We'll call your wife right now, so you're going to be late, my son.
Jim Brewer, the only thing I'm mad at is I wish I could have you on for hours, and I don't have that much time with your dumb ass. God dang it.
Well, we'll do it whenever you – one day I'll come in early. I'm still down here in Sarasota. I'm going to before I bop up to the show tonight. And, you know, we'll spend a day and we'll really, if you want.
Yeah.
And we'll hang out. I'll just come up just specifically, you know, for the show and get a hotel room and just chill out.
Get some hookers and some blow. Like, what was that? What was that?
Good Lord.
What was that guy, the famous sportscaster that was like, we'll get some hookers, we'll get some blow, we'll get my Betsy. Remember?
That's on sports.
Pat O'Brien. Pat O'Brien. Remember, he was leaving recorded messages
God.
Hey, Betsy, me and if you want to screw me and my girlfriend, then just at the bar, just tell me, and we'll get some blow and some hookers.
Oh, my God.
Do some coke.
Do rock stars still do blow and hookers, or is that still a thing?
Put it this way. I toured with Metallica, did 36 cities with them. I'm not trying to be funny when I tell you they had a yoga room.
They're eating fruit.
I swear my life. A yoga room. They have their personal, like, health chef. There's an exercise room just for Lars with the running machine that they set up everywhere. There's meditation. I did not even the tech. They're the ones you really go to, the techs,
yeah,
and roadies, and all those guys. Even those guys are like, yeah, I'm sure it goes on somewhere, but that is where you'll find it more than anywhere. You're not going to find it with a band.
Can you imagine, though, like in the 80s when there were when there were real whores and real coke, like how Bon Jovi and like Motley Crue and... can you imagine how those guys? No. I mean, you know, this the little comedy groupies that run up on Jim Brewer's scene. Can you imagine the Bret Michaels? I mean, he had better eyeliner than those bitches did.
I remember being on SNL, and I was traumatized before any book came out. Traumatized by a story that Tommy Lee told me. It was him and Pamela Anderson on the time, and he was telling me, he's like, oh, dude, it was bad, dude. He's like, no, we were bad. We were like, put chicks on a chandelier, and we would go mudding. So mudding? What the hell is mudding? Well, these chicks would totally be into it. They'd come in and, you know, drink champagne, and then we'd shake up the bottles and put in their pooper and then put them on the chandelier and spin them and they'd be spraying, you know.
Oh my god,
we'd be laughing like, oh my god.
Can you imagine in today's Me Too, Gloria Aldred would have an absolute heyday with a girl that came in and said, hey, I just had to do a mudding event with Justin Timberlake. I
mean, oh my god, just a horror.
I mean, it makes the Louis C.K. thing seem so mild, doesn't it?
It really does.
I mean, not a big deal at all.
Yeah, that's nothing. These guys are mud. And the girls are volunteering.
I want a mud.
Me next.
What is the madness of wanting to be part of any type of vanity? It's nutso, man.
Hey, listen, buddy. Tonight at Sidesplitter sold out. I think West Palm Beach, December 30 and 31, I think.
The Palm Beach Improv.
Is it still availability there? Is that sold out, too?
Yes.
In January,
right? I'm sure there's tickets for it. There's like 900 shows.
By the way, you can always go to Jim Brewer's Patreon. It's Patreon Jim Brewer Comedy Special. And you can watch. I think, Jim, you do a lot of this stuff live on Patreon.
Yes. So, like, for instance, tonight I will be live, unedited, as is, at in Tampa Side Splitters, which... You know,
how about backstage with the blow and the hookers?
You'll be backstage with Jim's lemon and honey and my Indian flute music. If you knew my routine, dude, I listen to native flute music.
Oh, this is to the FSU game. Oh, yeah. He used to burn doobies. Now he's burning sage.
That is where Jim Brewer's life is at right now. Flip flops and native flute music walking on a beach.
I don't know who's more pathetic, me or you, buddy.
I love it. I love the journey. I love every second. I own it.
Isn't it cool, though, to kind of do your own thing and have your own content, be able to do what you want and not have to, you know, suck corporate's D? I mean, it's kind of cool.
Yes. It's nothing, you know, people... I'm still Miss Special.
And you got a name like yourself. I mean, you're going to do, yes. You're going to be able to be self-sufficient with the content that you produce, the various distribution method. You're going to be okay. You really are.
I'm going to be okay. And you know what? I'm always going to be okay, no matter what. Life is, I've always met, when you come from nothing and not a lot of money and you work your way up the chain, I've been in every stage of life. I've been from low income as a child to just under blue collar to middle class, upper middle class, and which is probably
private jet with Ozzy.
Correct. So I get little jewels here and there, but I tell you what, it's you know you're gonna be okay. You know you're gonna be okay.
You know you're and you know you're not gonna be okay when Bubba the Love Sponge is the one telling you you're gonna be okay.
I would have never thought that if we were talking like 20 years ago down here in Tampa. Wow.
Hey, listen, buddy. Good luck. Kill it tonight. And more importantly, let's stay in touch. I'd like to bring you in. We'd just be able to spend a little bit more time because obviously we like each other because we're both cool as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you be safe. Safe journeys. Hello to all your followings. And again, it's great to hear your voice. And Anna, I'm sorry, sweetie.
Oh, no problem.
You were on it. And I thought I checked my email. Went, oh my god!
You're good. Today? Thanks for making time for us today.
And
though
she's a good chick. She hasn't had, you know, she's just a good person. She's good. She's got a kind soul.
Dude, I can tell just by her text and all that. I was like, oh my god, I just blew it with someone who's really.
Hey, it's okay. She's used to rejection, Jim. So don't worry about it.
Thanks, Bubs.
Hey, Anna, you've been rejected by like a regular guy at the gym.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Yeah.
No, hold on. You're on both ends of the spectrum of rejection. You've been rejected by like some regular scumbag guys at the gym, and then you've been rejected by Jim Brewer.
I got range, you know.
Yeah.
I got range.
I mean, Jim Brewer's on the higher end of rejection.
That's very true.
I mean, that's a lot going for you right there.
I'm winning.
You can tell your bitches, you know, I got rejected by Jim Brewer.
Yeah, that's go pretty good.
Ask Goat Boy. He told me ask Goat Boy to piss off. He did. Jim,
funny, man.
We'll be in touch. Yeah, I can't wait to have you in, okay, buddy?
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Be good.
Bye, Jim. Right, thanks, buddy.
Bye.